Hi, and welcome to Barrier Breakers, United Way of Central Maryland's podcast to help you be informed, be inspired, and be more. I'm your host, Gwen Shem, and in this episode, we'll be featuring two organizations that combat food insecurity and hunger in Central Maryland. Leah Paley, the Chief Executive Officer of the Anne Arundel County Food Bank, a longtime partner of United Way of Central Maryland, is joining us today. Anne Arundel County Food Bank works to alleviate food insecurity in Anne Arundel County by partnering with their community to serve neighbors in need. Thank you, Leah, for being here with us today.
Hi, Gwen. Glad to be here and looking forward to answering your questions.
So if we could start, can you let us know more about the food bank, your mission there, and different programs that you offer to serve your neighbors?
Yes, absolutely. So our organization has been around since 1986, so over three decades. And our mission is to alleviate food insecurity in Anne Arundel County by partnering across our community to obtain and distribute nourishing food to our neighbors in need. So since 1986, we've worked alongside our partners in government, corporations, and other nonprofits to both collect donated food as well as purchase products that we then distribute to our network of pantry partners, who then in turn distribute it directly to our neighbors experiencing food insecurity. We don't charge for our food. We have no fees for membership or delivery. Our focus is ensuring there's no barrier to our network partners and our neighbors experiencing food insecurity to obtain nourishing food. In addition to food, we have several other supplemental supportive programs. We have partners who distribute diapers, wipes, and other baby supplies. We have some partners who distribute senior nutritional supplements as well as incontinence supplies. And then we also partner with over 30 different Anne Arundel County public schools to administer our Backpack Buddies program. So through that program, students who qualify for free and reduced meals are eligible to receive a backpack, which contains snacks, breakfast, lunch, and dinner items so that they don't go hungry over the weekend.
That is incredible work, and it sounds like a very holistic approach to serving your neighbors in need and really ensuring they have in different facets of their life what they need to be successful. Could you share a little bit about how prevalent food insecurity is in Anne Arundel County?
Yes. So this may come as a surprise to the listener, but maybe not. While we are an extremely wealthy county in an extremely wealthy state, just over 8% of residents in Anne Arundel County are experiencing food insecurity. That's just about 48,000 residents in our county. In addition, what's even more shocking, and I know that I'm sure the listener is familiar with the term ALICE because that came from United Way, the Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed, and it is something that our organization looks at very closely when we're thinking about where we need to be in our community and who we need to be partnering with. 35% of Anne Arundel County residents, that's just over 212,000 individuals and families in our county. Again, 35% are below the ALICE threshold, meaning despite working, they're not earning enough to cover their most basic needs, housing, food, childcare, transportation, and healthcare. That is a significant portion of our population.
Those are staggering statistics.
Absolutely.
Could you talk about what the effects are on a person who is food insecure and experiencing hunger?
Yes, absolutely can do. And I think before I do that, I will also clarify, because I think the terms food insecurity and hunger are used synonymously, and it's important to clarify that there's a distinction between those terms. Food insecurity is a household level economic and social condition that's reflecting the household access or lack thereof to adequate food. Whereas hunger is a physiological and psychological condition reflecting an individual and whether they have enough food to suit their needs at that time. So food insecurity can cause hunger, but they are not the exact same thing. To answer your question, though, what are the effects of food insecurity on your body and your mind? There are several, and I probably could go on and on and on, but just some of the critical effects that we wanted to share is that having insecurity around not knowing where your next meal is coming from can cause stress, chronic stress, in fact, and that is a mental health challenge that someone may experience. Also, depression and anxiety as a result. Thinking about children in school who are facing food insecurity, that can impact their behavior in general. Think about irritable children, hyperactive children, maybe even students experiencing aggression. And chronic hunger can lead to developmental delays and learning disabilities. And there are strong links between hunger and chronic health diseases like diabetes, high blood pressure. So there are long-term consequences starting with a child who is facing insecurity up through adulthood and how that impacts them.
Thank you for the distinction between food insecurity and hunger, because I know I learned right now the difference between the two after using them interchangeably. Obviously, the work you do is especially important in helping ensure healthy lifestyles and ensuring basic needs are met. I know you talked about in the beginning how you work with partners, but is there anything you'd like to share more about how you work with the community to address these issues or other partners that you tend to collaborate with?
Yes, I would say first and foremost, we cannot do what we do at the Anne Arundel County Food Bank without our network of pantry partners. We have 76 partners throughout the county operating across 115 distribution some sites. So there are some partners who have as many as 12 or 15 sites that they coordinate the distribution. They are the groups that are embedded in the community. They have strong relationships with our neighbors experiencing food insecurity. And we, in turn, have wonderfully strong partnerships with them. And we constantly work with them to administer our programs. And in addition to that, we are regularly working with our county government, with the city of Annapolis, and with several other nonprofits who offer complementary services that we can support, although they might not be directly tied to our mission, offered to the community in combination with our own, provide that holistic approach and really do address the root causes of food insecurity. So those are really important. And I would be remiss to not add that when it comes to the actual product that we receive that's donated, we have lots of partnerships with local groups, with the Anne Arundel County Public Schools, with the realtors in Anne Arundel County, and just individuals, neighborhoods, who will regularly do food drives. And last year, we received almost 500,000 pounds of food from community members. And in addition to that, 542,000 pounds that came through our retail recovery program, which is under Feeding America, and we are assigned retail stores where we will pick up product, food, and non-food. So that is a huge partnership that we have as well. And we also administer the Emergency Food Assistance Program here in Anne Arundel County. So we receive USDA food and we distribute that. The value of that product across a year is about $700,000. And so that is a relationship that we have directly with USDA by way of the Maryland Food Bank, who's also a partner with us. And then we do purchase food. Last year, we purchased $1.43 million worth of food. So we work with local vendors whenever possible. So local farmers, we really do try to stay local and support our local economy, as well as establish relationships with farms. Wildkit Acres is one of them, where we're able to receive some donated product.
That is great work. And I love how you mentioned you're working with local partners and trying to keep things in the local economy. So that's awesome. You talked about your partners. How can people get involved with the Anne Arundel County Food Bank? How can they volunteer and just different ways that they can help support you and your mission?
That's always my favorite question. How can people help? And I know that so many of the listeners are already invested, whether it be in our cause or so many other important causes throughout Central Maryland. I would say the top four things that come to mind for me: raising awareness, raising funds, collecting food, and volunteering. I'll add specifically that September is Hunger Action Month. Our organization, along with many others throughout the nation, because this is a national campaign, are committed to raising awareness throughout the month about food insecurity and the impact that it has, as well as sharing ways that people can become involved, whether that's reaching out to your elected official, whether it's wearing orange, which is the color for Hunger Action Month, and sharing your support on social media, and just raising awareness about what is the impact in your local community. And then, as I mentioned, food collecting, food volunteering. We are always in need of volunteers. The summer months in particular are really tight for us when it comes to food collected in the community. So collecting food throughout the summer into September is really a crucial time for us. So if anyone is interested, the best way to find out more is to log on to our website, which is www.aafoodbank.org. And you can check out all the different ways that you can get involved.
Thank you. I love leaving our listeners with different actionable steps they can take to support organizations that may be in their backyard, but are also just in Central Maryland. Thank you, Leah, for being here with us today and sharing more about the Anne Arundel County Food Bank and the great work that you do. Evan Lutz, the CEO and founder of Hungry Harvest, a longtime partner of United Way of Central Maryland, is joining us today. Hungry Harvest is a farm-to-doorstep produce delivery service on a mission to end food waste and hunger. Welcome, Evan. Thank you for being here with us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Gwen.
I'd love it if we could start off with you sharing more about what Hungry Harvest does to tackle food insecurity.
Hungry Harvest was founded on the mission to fight food waste and fight food insecurity and hunger. There's a huge problem in the United States in terms of our food system. Almost 40% of everything we grow in this country goes to waste. And on the flip side, there are nearly 50 million Americans that are suffering from some form of food insecurity. And Hungry Harvest exists to basically combat both of those problems with one pretty simple solution. We source produce that otherwise would go to waste directly from farms and sell it via an e-commerce grocery subscription website where customers can choose more of what they want, less of what they don't want. They can choose, customize their box and choose different pantry items. And then for every box we sell, we also subsidize or donate a box for folks that are in need. We have a few different programs to do that. One of those is called Harvest RX. That's our produce prescription program. And we've been working with different hospital systems, providers, community-based organizations, and food banks to basically enroll patients and clientele in produce prescriptions that are free to those clientele and to those patients since the beginning, since the onset of Hungry Harvest about 9 years ago. So we're always looking for new models of how we can fight food insecurity. We used to do a program called Produce in a Snap, where we basically sold the same produce we sell to our customers in farm stands that were located in areas of high food insecurity and food deserts. Unfortunately, that program shut down in the pandemic as we partnered with a lot of different hospitals and schools. But the sort of the evolution of that program became the to-your-door delivery service for free for clientele, which is Harvest RX today.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's really innovative work to combat such a serious problem. So I know Hungry Harvest supports the entire East Coast. How does your work impact Central Maryland specifically?
We are based in Maryland. Our warehouse is in Landover, we used to be in Jessup. I am born and raised in Baltimore. Our office used to be in downtown Baltimore. And Maryland is just very central to our footprint. Our footprint is the biggest in the state of Maryland. We have the most amount of organizations we partner with in the state. 95% of our employees live in the state. And so Maryland is just near and dear to our hearts. But we are just very proud to be Maryland based, and this is where we want to make the most impact.
What are a few ways people can help combat food insecurity in their own neighborhoods?
I think one of the biggest challenges we face in the food system today is food waste. We purchase a lot of food that we don't eat. We see a lot of food that gets wasted at that sort of the consumer level. And believe it or not, this does impact food insecurity in a pretty big way, because the more food that is produced in this country, the more that is wasted. And so we want to basically produce an efficient amount of food so that it can get redistributed at a good level. So one of the easiest things people can do is just try and prevent food waste in their own home. The second is there are many organizations out there, such as the Maryland Food Bank, who I know is partnered with United Way of Central Maryland for a while, and other community kitchens and other sort of emergency food services that are in dire need of volunteers, of food donations, of monetary donations. And I think those are super important to contribute to, both in a time sensitive way and in a monetary and food way. One of the biggest things that these food banks and food pantries and community kitchens need is actually fresh food, because a lot of donations come in is cans, which is totally fine. But I think people living in food insecurity also deserve the right to eat healthy, fresh food as well. And so I think that kind of gets overlooked. And so anything that folks can do to actually purchase maybe shelf stable fresh food like apples or potatoes or celery, onions, things like that, that can get redistributed at a food bank and emergency food shelter level, I think is something that would be greatly appreciated by both those organizations and the clientele.
Those are incredible actionable steps that very well can be done. That's a really interesting thought that personally I never thought of. I know it's you give some non-perishables and that, but like you said, everybody deserves the right to eat fresh, nutritious food. In your efforts to end and combat food insecurity in Central Maryland, what is something you've noticed about these communities that you serve?
I think the biggest thing we've noticed, especially being from Baltimore, is sort of a buy-in from communities, that a lot of, as I mentioned before, our produce in a SNAP sites were set up in about 25 areas of high food insecurity throughout Central Maryland. These sites were entirely demand requested and run by volunteers that were actually from those neighborhoods. So all we did was sort of provide the produce and the infrastructure and the actual staffing and getting the word out. That was all done by the communities themselves. So we do not want to come into a community and say, "Your community is broken, let us fix it," right? That's not the approach we want to take. We want to say, "Here's a solution. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, we understand." And communities took this idea of just distributing produce for a very affordable price and just ran with it. It was really beautiful and encouraging to see, and it goes to show just sort of how broken our food system is. The big grocery stores don't go into areas of high food insecurity because they need a certain amount of foot traffic. They look at demographics and income demographics of an area and decide maybe not to go into an area because they can't make enough profit. And the problem is there is it's a very centralized model. They need a certain amount of foot traffic in order to justify a store. Well, if you reduce that footprint and all of a sudden you don't need that much foot traffic because you have very little overhead in just a farm stand or a local market or a corner store, that is the sort of the decentralized food system that Baltimore and other cities used to have 50, 100 years ago, where there were a lot of Black-owned markets that were in Baltimore City that actually served the community, and there was no such thing as a food desert or areas of high food insecurity. So the demand is there. The community buy-in is there. We just need organizations like Hungry Harvest, like United Way, like a lot of other organizations out there that are trying to fight food insecurity, to actually take the step forward, give these communities a solution, and let them kind of run with it.
Now, I like that, listening to what the community needs and kind of respecting their buy-in. That's awesome. Yeah, we're, I know at United Way, we're very big into listening to the communities, kind of gauging what solutions they would like to see. And I think that's definitely one thing that's made Hungry Harvest and United Way great partners along the way. I just want to say thank you so much, Evan, for sharing more about what you do to serve Central Maryland. I think your work is just incredible, and I very much enjoyed talking with you today.
Thank you so much for having me, Glenn. Pleasure talking to you as well.
Today's episode was developed by the United Way of Central Maryland's marketing team. All production and music was created and edited by Trevor Ferkler. You can find our other podcasts at uwcm.org/podcast and wherever you listen.